Welcome to Toy Flavor Radio Soundtracks. We play all of your favorite anime openings, endings, retro, and current TV shows, movies, soundtracks, and along the way, learn a little bit about their history. Subscribe to our weekly show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Please give us your ratings and reviews. We'd love to hear from you. Leave us a voice message with your soundtrack request over at anchor.fm/toyflavor, and we'll play you and your request on the next show. And now, sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's episode of Toy Flavor Soundtracks. I know, right? When you clear the air, remove all the fanboy back and forth over every micro theory by people who have nothing to do with the production in the first place, this is Star Wars, pure, unadulterated adventure space opera. May 25th, 1983, Return of the Jedi was released in the theaters. At the time, we all thought this was it. At the time, George Lucas had no interest, in his words, Star Trekking the franchise. Going out on top was enough for us all. Here we are going into episode 9. Obviously, directions have changed. Directed by Richard Marquand, I present to you episode 6. As before, we open the movie with the opening crawl. Luke Skywalker has returned to his home planet of Tatooine in an attempt to rescue his friend Han Solo from the clutches of the vile gangster Jabba the Hutt. Little does Luke know that the Galactic Empire has secretly begun construction on a new armored space station even more powerful than the first dreaded Death Star. When completed, this ultimate weapon will spell certain doom for the small band of rebels struggling to restore freedom to the galaxy. The film begins with Darth Vader approaching the construction of a second Death Star. He has come to motivate faster work as Emperor Palpatine plans to arrive in due time. Thank you. Elsewhere on Tatooine, our favorite droids R2-D2 and C-3PO are used as part of a plan to release Han Solo from Jabba the Hutt, a local gangster Han owed a great deal of money to. Backed by the arrival of Luke, a covert Princess Leia, and Lando Calrissian battle Jabba's forces to rescue Han before our heroes are sentenced to death. After an amazing escape, our heroes depart Tatooine, splitting up again. Han, Lando, Chewie, and Leia to connect with the Rebel fleet, Luke and R2 back to Dagobah, and back to Yoda. By this time, Yoda has become sick, and he is dying. He has nothing more to teach Luke except that he must face Vader again, and he should know that there is another Skywalker. That will be revealed to be Princess Leia, his twin sister. Luke has a conversation with Ben Kenobi's Force ghost for clarity over Luke's father. From the point of view of Luke's father changing to the twisted dark side of the Force, the good man that Luke's father was can be seen as murdered. From Luke's perspective, if his father had good in him at all, he might be turned. Could Luke pull Vader from the Emperor's control? Something he would consider as he ventures back to meet with his friends. Elsewhere, the Rebels have gathered for a final assault against the new Death Star, pulling as many ships from around the galaxy. A specialized team of heroes would need to sneak down to the forest moon Endor and deactivate the shields protecting the Death Star in orbit. Han, Leia, Luke would go to Endor while General Lando Calrissian would lead the assault on the Death Star, timed at the point the shield would fall. On Endor, the natural inhabitants of the planet are Ewoks, short teddy bear-like warriors that will become instrumental in the battle forthcoming. The night before the takedown of the shield, Luke tells Leia they are siblings and that Vader is their father. Additionally, he has to leave to face him directly. Thank you. The next day, with the help of the Ewoks, Han and Leia use stealth to sneak behind the shield generator with intentions of shutting it down as the attack fleet should be on their way. At the same time, Luke is being brought before the Emperor after surrendering himself to Vader, certain he can turn his father from the dark side, something Vader highly doubts.
Thank you.
Emperor's plans are far-reaching. He arranged for the plans of the new Death Star to be taken. He's aware of the fleet coming to attack. He sent a legion of his troops to Endor to prevent the shield from being disabled, and he is certain Vader will not be turned from the dark side. With Luke's friends in peril, he moves to attack the Emperor, defended by Vader, and the two duel once again. Thank you. The Rebel fleet, arriving at the Death Star, finds the shield is still up, facing the entirety of the Imperial fleet. They have fallen into a trap. On the surface of Endor, again with the help of the Ewoks, the Rebels fight the Imperial soldiers until they are able to destroy the generator, lowering the shield. The Rebel fleet, led by Lando, can commence their attack on the Death Star with a singular goal of flying into the superstructure and destroying it from within. Luke and Vader's battle is emotionally charged until Luke gets the best of Vader, refusing to destroy him and refusing to take his place by the Emperor's side. This is the way of a true Jedi. one point, all will seem lost as the Emperor discharges great power against Luke, who will be caught off guard, begging his father for help. In Vader's final act of goodness, he saves his son from the Emperor's villainy and destroys his master by plummeting him down a shaft. Vader is mortally wounded as a result. With precious seconds remaining, Luke takes his father's body off the Death Star just before the rebels destroy it once and for all. Darth Vader, the once Jedi Anakin Skywalker, is dead. The Empire, without the leadership of the Emperor, has been cut off. The Rebel forces have won, and there is one remaining Jedi left in the galaxy. Do you feel the impact of John Williams and his soundtracks? Star Wars would not be the films they are without his one-of-a-kind characteristics. His compositions carry you and your senses through the story. We're just about 4 days away from the release of Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker, and 5 more films to recap. Come back with us tomorrow night for part 3 of our special Star Wars recap episodes. Have a great evening.